I'm Marco Werman with The World. Pope Francis today praised the U.S. and Cuba for agreeing to reestablish diplomatic relations. About yesterday's announcement, he said, "We are all happy." The Pope is not just a pleased bystander. He and the Vatican helped broker the deal between Washington and Havana, and that is one of the most fascinating parts of this historic development. Patty Agnew is Rome correspondent for the Irish Times. He says the Pope's involvement is not that surprising, given the Catholic Church's recent history with Cuba.
Well, it's an expression of the Vatican's long-term policy with Cuba, which was to maintain dialogue. I mean, in the initial days of the Castro regime, the Catholic Church suffered. You know, one of the first Cuban cardinals had to take refuge in the Argentine embassy in Havana at one point. But the turning point in relations between the Vatican and Cuba came in 1998 when John Paul II went to Cuba. And John Paul II, as we all know, was the man who brought down East Bloc communism to some extent. He certainly came from a very anti-communist stance. But despite that, he decided there was nothing to be gained by going head-to-head with Castro. On the contrary, he felt, and his priests and his bishops were telling him, that the Cuban people were suffering from the U.S. embargo against Cuba. So he basically entered into a dialogue with Fidel Castro, and one of the first little concessions that he won from Castro was the right for Catholics to celebrate Christmas Day again and make it a national holiday.
Mm. So, Patty, how crucial then was Pope Francis in getting the U.S. and Cuba to an agreement? Do you think it would have happened without him?
I don't think you can overestimate the importance of having a Latin American pope, somebody who's sensitive to the tensions of the region, and somebody who had no problem bringing the matter up with President Obama when he met him. But obviously, it has to be said, the U.S. regime was very much aware of the in that the Vatican had in Cuban society. And, you know, some of the officials have been telling us that there was practically never a visit from any senior figure of any U.S. regime over the last 10 years where the question of Cuba and improving relations with Cuba didn't come up.
What does the Vatican get out of this then?
Oh, I think the Vatican gets a lot out of it. It's a triumph for their policy of détente. You know, one of the things about Francis this year, he's had a remarkable year. You know, he's prayed with the Grand Mufti of Istanbul and the Blue Mosque. He's prayed in front of the dividing wall between Israel and Palestine. He's denounced slavery. He's done a lot of things this year. It's been a very busy year. But you couldn't point to any of his diplomatic initiatives that look like they've been a huge success, because, after all, within days of him leaving the Holy Land, the bombs were flying. Mm. So what they would say about this is that this is one diplomatic initiative he's been involved in, which has been, so far, proved very successful.
I'm just curious. This move could easily grow the flock in Cuba. Were all the bishops in the Vatican on board with the Pope brokering Cuban-U.S. relations? Did anybody find this controversial?
Well, if they have, they haven't said it, but I'm certain that there are people in the Vatican who will be skeptical about the Castro regime's reasons for going down this road. You know, not everybody's on board in the Vatican, quite clearly. Not everybody's on board everything that Francis does. But they're not going to stop him going down this particular road, that's for sure.
Patty Agnew, the Rome correspondent for the Irish Times, thank you.
Thank you.